What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hello, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Hello, wait for it, huh? Whoa! Did y'all see the Country Music Awards last night?
Yes, sir.
Me neither.
I did.
Oh, I thought the CMAs were the controversial May Awards. And newcomer Toronto Mayor Rob Ford won for New Controversial Mayor of the Year in the Rock category.
In the Rock category.
Nigga, D.C. Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, a Lifetime Achievement Award in the same genre. And he thanked that same B.I. for setting him up. Kwame Kilpatrick, Detroit's former mayor, won the N-word please in a spoken word category. And best cross-dressing mayor goes to East Cleveland former mayor Eric Brewer for his impeccable taste in women's lingerie. Oh. Eric Brewer was in a suit and tie from 9 to 5, and after 12, he was twerking in Teddy's thongs and thigh high. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew the former mayor of New Orleans was Paula Deen's favorite mayor? Oh, she loved that nagging. Anyway, whatever. I didn't watch the Country Music Awards this year, but do y'all know that's the one award show that brothers can get away with looking at white women and your woman don't have a problem with
that's
it? Tom Cimitay, all your girl's going to say is, you have a very diverse taste in music. I don't like country music, but the women don't know it. Because I keep a couple of country music songs on my iPod. You'll never know when you're at the airport, Jay, with your Dre Beat headphones on and a blonde head situation asks you what you're listening to, and that's when you start dropping them names. Oh, this? Oh, this ain't nothing but Lady Antebellum needs you now. Oh, and you got to hit the song. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone, and I need you now.
And you in there, huh?
Jay, that's called iPod Pimpin'. Women love that song. Do you know how many Miranda Lambert look-alike telephone numbers this nano got with Operation Shuffle?
Operation Shuffle.
Speaking of shuffling, I have to go buy me some of that Twitter IPO. Today is the day. Twitter starts trading, and I'm only spending $140 worth or less, y'all.